Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and I'm your host, Shelley Antine. And as I mentioned at the end of last week's forecast, the week beginning Monday, September 27th, and ending on Sunday, October 3rd, has one major item to look at, and that is the retrograde of Mercury in Libra. And we have spoken of the retrograde Mercury so many times, but it does bear repeating that in that day coming into the retrograde, where it is actually stationary, the 26th Sunday, it is really more evident in lots of ways, incredible ways, surprising ways, and it isn't always the same for everyone, because Mercury in Libra is going to affect other people's charts differently than your own, perhaps, and certainly won't be in the same area of life. But one thing we can say for sure is that Monday, people will not be functioning well, and that's one of the reasons that we look at the retrograde of Mercury, because Mercury is the planet that deals with the way we relate to the mundane details of life, how we communicate, how we navigate. You know, it has to do with hand-eye coordination. So it's rather important in our mundane world. And when it is retrograde, it is internalized. So it's not functioning as much in the outer world as it is in the reviewing within of things. And when we talk about review and all the rewords, revisit, revise, we are looking at the idea with Libra of relationships and significant others, the area of legal matters, what we think is truth, how we make decisions. And I'll tell you something about Libra. Libra has a hard time making decisions. That's why Dr. Bach gave them a flower called Scleranthus, which is to reconnect the mind to the higher mind so that it isn't constantly going back and forth between this idea and that idea, or even adding extra new ideas. Coming to a decision when the scales of justice want to look at all the different sides or ideas can be crippling. And even making a decision with Libra and then backtracking on it, you know, even after you've got your suitcase packed, suddenly the trip doesn't seem like such a good idea. And so this is a constant for people who have major Libra issues in their chart, especially if there is any affliction from aspects of other planets. So when Mercury is in Libra, even though this is an air position, Libra being an air sign, it is still having a lot to consider. And it has been doing that since it went into Libra near the end, just about the last day or so of August. And it went all the way through September until the retrograde on Monday at an Eastern time. It's really early Monday morning. It's actually late Sunday on the other time zones. It's 1:10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time that the retrograde began, and it begins at 25 of the degrees of 30 degrees of Libra. So that's a lot of time to be looking and comparing and making decisions and trying to work out peaceful ways, etc., and so forth. Compromise and all of that. So now we go back inward and we look at those decisions again and those interactions, and what do we do? Well, you'll see what you do with them, but Mercury will be retrograding back to 10 degrees which is where it was on the 7th of September, and so you can focus your thinking probably from that time. What did you decide after the 7th day of September in any area? And again, with your chart, where Mercury is traveling and retrograding, and even the house that Mercury rules, or the house is, because it rules both Gemini and Virgo, those are the places where you've probably been doing all of that looking. And so you will be able to review until Mercury's direct motion on the 18th of October. Now, another thing about this is that we don't advise the starting of the new thing during the retrograde. Why? Because you're looking inward, and you, when you look outward again, you will have a different idea start to arise. And that's one of the things about the direct motion. Like, all this pondering is like the assimilation of previous experience. You know, we have to have times where the mind is inward focused, because you can't keep running forward in life. You have to have a balance, and that's something that Libra is involved with. After the sign of cycles, Virgo, Libra comes in and says these things are about balance, and so was the equinox that happened shortly before Mercury's retrograde. Actually, at the time of the equinox, Mercury was already slowed down for the retrograde, and again, the station taking place on Sunday, the 26th. Now, what that means is Mercury not up to speed isn't the greatest Mercury either. That's why I have said to people, I've already began experiencing the retrograde, because I am Mercury ruled with a Virgo ascendant. So it has more impact on people who are ruled either through the sun sign or the ascendant when a planet retrogrades and is the ruler of those signs. So I've been feeling it, definitely, and I already had the first attempt of a relationship to renew itself. And it's not going to, as far as I'm concerned, but there's going to be a working out of that now during the retrograde, right? So what happens when Mercury goes direct on the 18th, it's also not up to speed. It won't leave 10 degrees until the 21st. It goes direct on the 18th. So you've got 3 days where it's sort of hovering, not going far. And then even until the 24th, it doesn't pick up its normal 1 degree a day speed. So it's wise to be walking slowly into the future once Mercury goes direct, instead of running headlong, because there is, again, the mind is not quite up to speed. So it will be up to speed, and once it is, it will be making different relationships and seeing things differently. We also are looking at the fact that it's going to be in Libra still throughout October, retrograde and then direct, and it will not leave, won't get past the 25th degree until November 3rd, and it will enter Scorpio, depending on which time zone you're in, on Friday or Saturday, the 6th of November. So it's a lot of Libra. It's a lot of looking at decisions. And what solar cycle are we in? Well, we are in the last quarter now. We've had the equinox. We're in the last quarter of the solar cycle till we get to the winter solstice. And this is the time where we are looking at the Libra issue to begin with, but also we're looking at what do we want to process through and release that wasn't working for us in 2021, and what would we like to plant in the ground of 2022. So we're in that cycle, solar cycle, and we're starting that out with the retrograde Mercury. Okay, so don't rush to judgment on your ideas about next year. Work on what you've already been dealing with, and let November be the time after the actual degrees are passed and we go into the next sign, and the mind in Scorpio will go very deep with these ideas, to think about really what you're going forward into. All right, so that's the main message for this coming week. And the coming week has doesn't have any shifts in planets. The following week is where we're going to get into a lot of shifts going on. I mean, a lot. We're going to have Pluto direct, Saturn direct. We're going to have the new moon and Venus changing signs. So that's going to be maybe a longer podcast. We have this week, Monday with the retrograde of Mercury is also highly confusing with Moon in Gemini, square Neptune. Call the day a wash until about 4:30 Eastern time. You won't really want to be looking for things or being out and about among people too much or whatever. Things pick up a lot after that. You get much more optimism, you get humor, you get great conversations coming in for the rest of Monday, but not until 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern time zone and whatever time zone that is for you. Yeah, so Tuesday, Moon will enter Cancer at 9:34 a.m. Eastern. This is going to bring us to the fourth quarter cycle of the lunar cycle. So you're going to be in a fourth quarter solar cycle with the fourth quarter lunar cycle for the rest of this week. So you're really looking at what is authentic. What am I supposed to be expressing? How am I changed over this year? What am I looking at in my life now and judging as worthy or not? Karma. What karma do I have to clear up? What bills do I have to pay? All right, so that's because the moon will square the sun, and that comes in exact 9:57 p.m. Eastern time. And it's discordant energy after that until the early morning hours of Wednesday. On Wednesday itself, though, we have a very powerful trine between Venus and Neptune coming in at 12:14 p.m. Eastern. That is very helpful for relationship. That is very helpful for finance, getting our psychic messages, spiritual. It's just a beautiful energy, and the moon is also in a great energy. For a long, long time, it's going to echo and come back. The moon will also make good aspects to that Neptune and that Venus all the way through. Okay, so this Wednesday is one of the better days. And that comes in through Thursday morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern. Very good cycle. That happens to be the day, the 29th of September, where I'm supposed to speak with Jim Case again on Adventures in Truth. And you can find that live on his YouTube channel of that name. 11 a.m. is when that happens. I don't know the topic yet. We haven't agreed upon it, but I think we may be talking about the eclipse energy and the coming of the South Node in Scorpio. Might be the topic. I've suggested it. So Thursday, the 30th, is your struggle day again for the moon in Cancer. You know, it just has to deal with those other cardinal signs for the morning hours. And we may be feeling very excessive as we go through the rest of the day in the void. Of course, moon in Cancer, which is, you know, kind of an attempt to feel better self-soothing, but there's also a desire to manipulate and control people who can't be manipulated and controlled on Thursday. So just be aware of that. It just won't work out. Don't feel insecure. Start looking for your own ways of feeling secure within, and don't try to force things on the outer. Moon will enter Leo at 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, the 30th, and also has some difficulties, and that's early difficulties, which go through the early morning hours Eastern Time on Friday, about I would say until about 11 in the morning, you're in struggle. It's a big struggle. So don't schedule things that you need people to understand and listen and have agreements from. That won't happen. But the better time comes in after 10:30, Friday, the 1st of October, and all the way through about 6 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Time. So that's when you have your good experience of getting your thoughts across and having harmony and agreement. But change comes in, as it does every month when the Moon in Leo squares Uranus and Taurus. And so things aren't always being seen eye to eye, and particularly in the realm of finance and value. So that's until close to midnight in our Eastern time zone, Friday the 1st. But we do have some very powerful energy also in the background, working again with relationship energies and reviewing some of what we've been through and what we had wanted to create and perhaps maybe change our mind about it. Saturday begins to be a day of also lack of shared values and especially things about the future, but perceptions, and that's until 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time Saturday. Not a good day to go shopping. There's going to be a tendency to want to overspend that day, overdo in many ways, so be aware of that. You have a little bit of a blip, about an hour of harmony before those differences in values and ideas about relationship energy are challenged again on Saturday until about 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone in the evening. And then the Moon in Leo can sort of relax and or play or enjoy, because it'll be void, of course, all the way until Sunday morning when the Moon enters Virgo at 4:38 a.m. And that's the sign of the Moon that we leave the week with, the Virgo Moon. We have it in good shape. This is a good day. And we also have a beautiful trine from retrograde Mercury to retrograde Jupiter in Aquarius until a little after 8 o'clock at night on the Eastern time zone. So Sunday is a day. It's still retrograde, though. The Moon is the only planet I mentioned that isn't retrograde. It never retrogrades. But it's going towards a trine to retrograde Uranus in Taurus. So it is a day to review. It's still reviewing, but it's congenial as it does so, right? And it has some optimism as it does so. But you may find, again, some of those decisions are looking different to you in retrograde. So that's what I have to tell you about the flow of energy for the week ahead. And again, next week, Monday, the 4th of October to Sunday, the 10th, we have first a new moon and then the direct Pluto and then the Venus enters Sag. And then to end the week, we have Saturn direct. So it's going to be quite a lot to shift into also. And I wish you all the best with this Mercury retrograde. Lists are very helpful, but you have to remember where you put them. That's the key. So I will say goodbye for now.